Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome everybody to another episode of Your Q. I have to say, I've been gone a little while, so I feel a little rusty today, but I am super excited because I have a longtime colleague and who I also consider as a friend, Susie Chun from Pacific Source Health Plans. So Susie, welcome to Your Q.
I'm excited to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Oh, I'm just thrilled to have you. So Susie is the sales executive for Pacific Source. And Susie, how long have you been with Pacific Source?
I am in my 19th year with Pacific Source.
That is awesome.
Yeah, we formed in Eugene in 1933 by a group of providers. So it's a longtime Oregon grown health insurance company as well.
Well, and I know I haven't been in the business that long, but you have been at Pacific Source as long as I have been in the business. So,
yes.
It's been a pleasure to work all these years with you, and I'm so thrilled to have you here today. So, one of the things, you know, right now is kind of that time of year, right?
Yes, it is.
So, starting, well, this weekend, but October 15th through December 7th, is our time of the year where people can make their Medicare option changes and learn about new plans. And so Pacific Source was here last year and jumped in Douglas County. And so Susie, tell us a little bit about what's new and exciting with Pacific Source for 2023.
Well, we're excited to have had our first year here for 2022, and it's going well. I'm excited that for 2023 that we have no rate increases, so both of the plans that we offer for Med Advantage are still a zero premium. And we've enhanced our dental, we've added point of service features, so they're both HMO point of service, so there's in and out of network benefits, which is great for people who travel and snowbird or who live locally and maybe want to go to a doctor that is not on our panel. We have over 95% of the providers here in Douglas County, so it's fairly hard to steer off our network, and of course throughout the state and our four-state footprint, but that does give them that option to still have coverage.
Well, and Pacific Source may be on the Medicare Advantage side, newer to us since you guys came in last year, but Pacific Source has been around quite a while, and so tell us a little bit about the history behind it.
Yeah, Pacific Source has been in Douglas County that I know of for over 40 years.
Wow.
They were well established here when I took over this territory for individual, and have done account management for group as well in my almost 20 years with the company. And so we've had strong ties here to Roseburg and Douglas County for a long time, and are happy to have brought the Medicare product, which was our final product that of our entree of products that had not been here prior.
Well, and it's nice to have as many options as possible, and it's really good for the consumers to be able to shop and see what fits best for them. And the only way you can do that is to shop. So now is the time of the year where people can get out and shop. They're probably being inundated already with flyers, things in the mail, the commercials. I have to say, now usually I complain about the commercials every year, but now we've also got the political stuff, so I really dislike commercials right now. But it's a great time to reach out to a local agent or go to a seminar or an open house. And I know Tuesday we did one at Evergreen. We did a Medicare open house, and you'll be there doing those every Tuesday throughout the winter, correct?
Yes. So I will be there along with a local broker such as yourself. I know you're coming back for some more of them, and we have some other brokers there, as well as some of the other carriers may be there as well. But I plan to be there every Tuesday. It's from 8:30 to 12 at Evergreen. It's drop-in open house hours. I just think this is a great time of the year for people to, you know, meet with a broker, review their plans, make sure that they're getting them the best benefits they can for their money, and make sure their medications are, you know, are paid well. If you're on medications, that's usually a big driver of selecting a plan, is the costs per plan. And I think a lot of folks don't understand, when I talk to people and encourage them to go see a broker, a lot of times they think there's fees for them to go see a broker, and I make sure they understand that there are no fees, that you all are paid by the insurance companies to help them, and that you're paid the same, so you're going to do what's help them with what's in their best interest in educating them to make an informed decision.
Right. I think that's, thank you for pointing that out, because I think that is important. Some people will go, oh, well, they're going to steer me this way or that way because they get paid more. And so to know that that's an equitable playing field and set by Medicare and things like that.
Correct.
Is really good for people to know. One of the other things is, I know you talked about some of the changes, but I think when people think of changes, they maybe go, oh, they raised a price, they lowered a copay, they did this or that. But honestly, I do want to speak about your dental, because that's a big change, and it's a fabulous opportunity that you guys are offering people this year. So do you mind to share a little bit about that?
No, not at all. I was so excited that we were able to really make our dental that is included with our plan. So it's called embedded dental. I was very excited that we could make it so robust this year, because last year it wasn't as robust as we would have liked it, but we were able to listen and really react. So we have one plan has $1,500 annual maximum benefit, and the other one has a $2,000. They can go see, you can go see any dentist, and all class one and class two services are covered on the plan. So I feel like it gives people a really good base to get dental care from.
Yes, absolutely. I was comparing some of the dental over the last couple of days, along with just standalone dental, because some people are like, oh, I just want to add dental, or, you know, that's about a $50 to $60 worth of coverage if you're doing a standalone plan. And so I think there's so much worth there. And, you know, the carriers look at this each year. What can we do better? The fact that it's a competitive market really makes it beneficial to the consumer. And so that's why I feel like it's important to shop, you know, review your coverage if you're happy with a carrier. I'm not saying change every year, because Lord knows nobody really wants that.
No.
But we do want you to check and make sure that you're happy. If you're happy with who you have, you know your coverage. One thing that I'm finding is that people have benefits that they don't even know about when they come in. And I'm like, well, your plan has this or this. And they're like, it does. So it's like even knowing and taking ownership of what your actual perks, bells, and whistles are on your plan is super important. And there's really wonderful things on your plan, like meals.
Yes, we have the post-hospital or skilled nursing discharge meals that they can order within the first 30 days. It gives them a full week of food to help when people are need that extra support, don't have the energy to shop and prepare food. And nutrition is such a big part of people's recovery.
Absolutely. I mean, it helps healing and promote healing and everything like that. And another wonderful thing, I'm throwing out some bells and whistles here because I talk about this, and is how much you guys believe in the power of preventative medicine. And to the point where you give and praise people and award them for doing preventative services. And I think that that is something super unique and positive with Pacific Source.
Yes, you can earn up to $190 in gift cards for going and getting preventive care services that a lot of people get anyway and are of no cost to you to go receive on our plans. So things like mammograms, routine physicals. And the other part that I really love about this program is the fact that we reach out to you when you have earned a reward. You don't have to try to keep track of it as our member. We send you a letter and say, congratulations, you've earned a $50 gift card of your choosing, and they can pick their gift card and get it sent to them. So I feel like that's a good thing too, because we all forget when we're on plans where we have to initiate getting things sometimes. We forget about all the bells and whistles like we were talking about earlier.
It's actually really easy to do. And then people are sad because typically when they find out about a perk, bell or whistle that they didn't know about, it's when they come in this time of year and are sitting down with an agent that's maybe new, they haven't dealt with before, and is going over things differently that maybe somebody might have in the past, or maybe they went direct, or maybe they went to a seminar and you can only absorb so much. But you know, the year's almost over at that point. And so I've run into that this year. Well, it's, have you used this benefit this quarter? And they're like, I didn't know I had that benefit.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, use it because you do have it, or use that money because you do have it. And so I appreciate that about that. I actually had somebody asking me about that. Well, do I have to keep track of that, or how does that go? And it's like, it just goes off your claims, and they know what those codes are, and they know what triggers it, and it gets sent out to you.
Exactly.
So I think it's a great program, and the fact that you guys are the ones that, you know, reward it and follow it and track it is even way nicer. So it's like, thank you for doing that. I'm glad that's not part of what I need to do. But what else was I going to say? Oh, and something new from last year is the point of service.
Yes. Another big added value that we're doing this year is we changed from an HMO plan and added the point of service. So there's in and out of network benefits. So for example, when I'm explaining this to people, I let them know that the point of service means that there's out-of-network benefits. They can go to any provider that accepts Medicare, and some of the primary care, the specialist, and the physical therapist are all copay driven out-of-network. So for example, if someone is a snowbird and they were hiking down in Arizona and they fell and broke their ankle and they went to the emergency room, maybe they even had to have a surgery, that would all be covered as in-network benefits in the plan, because urgent emergency and ambulance care is always covered worldwide on our plans, as if it's in network. But what's great about it is that now if you want to stay wherever you're visiting, you can get your follow-up care out of network and have it be covered. So for example, if you needed to go get a new cast or you needed to go get physical therapy, you could go do that and have it be covered on the plans. So feel like it gives a lot more versatility for people to feel comfortable to access care when they're traveling.
Well, I think sometimes the HMO is scary because we're not used to that as much here. And so knowing that you guys opened that up and made that care broader and just did for peace of mind for people that are a little hesitant, I think is just, you know, really helps people have a better understanding of, no, I can still go do these things.
Yes. And I do like to remind people too that even on our current plans, even though they are those three letters HMO, a lot of times because of our past, people think of referrals and gatekeepers. There is none of that on our HMO plans. There are no referrals required. You can go wherever you want to go to an in-network specialist, and there's no referral required by the plan. And that will continue for 2023 as well.
That's awesome. Well, Susie, it's already time for our first break. So
that went fast.
I know, it goes by so fast sometimes. when you're having fun, especially. So we'll be back with your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN in just a moment. Maybe, maybe not. There's Dale. Be back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and I'm flying solo today as Alan's not in here. And in the studio with me, I have Susie Chun, who is the sales executive with Pacific Source Health Plans. And we've been talking about the exciting different new things they have out this year and just reiterating some of the great things you guys have been doing for a very long time. So, Susie, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So one of the things, talking about something that you guys have done great for a long time, and a selling point, you know, as an agent, there's things that I appreciate as an agent and that I appreciate for my clients on their behalf. And that is the customer service. It is phenomenal. It's old school. It's what you think of when you think of customer service. And like Andy Griffith days, honestly. It's you call somebody and a human answers the phone, and it's not a recorded human. It's actually a person, and they send you to where you need to be, to another person. So I just have to say how much I appreciate not being in the phone tree and the automated system so much. Like it has huge value in my world. And when I tell my clients that, they're almost shocked that a human answers the phone. Mm-hmm. Isn't that sad?
It is sad, but I'll be honest with you, Shannon. It's at the core of our company culture to have that high human touch with our people we do business with, our members, our brokers, our providers. And it's something I'm very proud of that we have not wavered on. We don't have phone trees, like you said. We don't have recordings that you're trying to figure out and follow the directions on. You do get a live person. You know, sometimes during the busy season, you might have to hold for a few minutes before you get a live person. But you do get a live human being on the phone. Our customer service folks are located out of our Springfield, Bend, and Boise offices. So they're all very well trained on the different geographic areas and the plans, and do a great job for us. And I am very proud of that about our company.
Yeah, honestly, as you should be. It is a selling point. You're not trying to even sell anything to the agents, but for me, it is a perk and stuff like that. I appreciate my special people that I have at certain carriers. And I appreciate that I'm always going to get a human when I call your office. And some of them are pretty darn funny.
Yes, they are.
And that's a perk, too. You got some great personalities at Pacific Source.
We do.
So also, you know, a lot of people with COVID have done in-home exercises and started to get back into the fitness facilities and the gyms. And would you mind talking a little bit about Silver and Fit that you guys offer?
No, not at all, Shannon. I know I've been, you know, up in my workout game now that things are more opened up and things and going back to the gym. But Silver and Fit really reaches opportunity for folks that want to exercise at some level in many different ways. So probably the biggest perk of it is that if you have gym memberships with gyms that are affiliated with Silver and Fit, which here in Douglas County, most of your gyms are. Some of them include the Roseburg YMCA and the Downtown Fitness Center. And, yeah. Those are a couple of many. But if you are on our plan and have Silver and Fit and you tell them, they will have you fill out a form, and then Silver and Fit starts paying your monthly membership fee, which for most folks runs between $450 and $600 a year, because the, you know, range is about $40 to $50 some a month for a membership. So that's a huge savings for folks to be able to go to the gym they want to go to anyway, and not, and have their plan pay for it. The other thing is they have all kinds of downloadable video, exercise videos, over 8,000 to be exact, that people can download on their smart TVs or computers if they prefer to work out at home. They also have fitness kits like Tai Chi chair, you know, they have low impact, all kinds of things, and they have some equipment. You're not going to get an elliptical or a treadmill out of the deal. Yeah, no Pelotons happening. However, there are, like, you know, fitness bands and dumbbells and those types of things that will come with some of those kits. And a Fitbit is another option that you can get for free through your Silver and Fit benefit. So there's lots of things that are packed in with that Silver and Fit benefit for people to utilize.
Well, and honestly, I think the Y might be about $55 for a member. And so if you're paying that a month and you can sign up with a plan that has Silver and Fit and keep that money in your pocket, what a huge benefit.
Yes.
Especially, you said the plans are zero premium.
Right. So you're not paying for the plan, and the plan's paying for something you're already have in your budget. So
yeah,
you're really getting to save extra money.
Right. That's a smoking deal.
I would take it.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking good deals here.
Yeah.
I got a few years.
Yeah, same. I always think, oh, man, but I've got a few more years.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit, because along with some of the changes that you talked about earlier, you have a plan that it's not specifically for VA patients, but it's actually very much geared for those people who are getting their prescription drugs elsewhere, like through a VA.
Correct. You know, like tribal benefits, VA benefits, or have maybe a retirement program that just has prescription drug and they don't need prescription drug benefits from their MedAdvantage plan.
So let's talk about that Essentials too. So this plan is very rich in benefits.
Yes, it is. Wow, the Essentials too.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, the list is long and distinguished. I mean, zero premium first and foremost. Then it's a zero copay for the primary care, the specialist, the physical therapist. Zero copay for lab and X-ray. They get 24 visits out of zero copay for alt care. There's a $2,000 dental benefit that's built into it, $150 a quarter for OTC. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
So you said $2,000 for dental.
That is correct,
yes.
That's
a big number.
That is a big number.
Like, I can't hardly even buy that on the outside market at $2,000. So that's a, yeah, that's a big number. And that was a lot of zeros. I noticed one of the things when I was talking about it, actually it was this morning, I think, is that the zero on the specialist, I think you guys might be the only plan I know of anywhere that has a zero specialist. So I can't say to that, because I don't have every single plan out there, but the one that I know of, you might be the only one that has that zero specialist.
Yeah, I can't speak to all of my competitors either, because I have not seen all of their 2023 materials, you know, for comparison. Mm-hmm. But I do know that's a very strong benefit. Once again, you can go, you know, it's a point of service plan. You have our robust network. You can, you know, stay here locally for your care at places like Evergreen or Mercy or several Umpqua Health. We have lots of providers here, mm-hmm. locally, but you can also, if you were referred up north, like to OHSU for specialty care that maybe can't be provided locally, or up to Eugene for any care that isn't available here. You can always do that, and there is no referral required because those are all in-network providers. So I feel like our plans have, you know, are very have really strong networks throughout the state.
Yeah, and the essentials to, you know, being for somebody that's VA connected or service connected or tribal, like you said, a retirement with the prescription drug plan, it's just huge because that eats up such a big part of the actuary for a Medicare Advantage plan with not having to have that piece of the puzzle that they're having to pay out on that it allows them to enrich and enhance other benefits. And this certainly is very enhanced.
Yes. And it is really shocking to think, you know, how much of the premium dollars are spent on prescription drug claims and what that not having that in the factor does allow the plan to do with extra bells and whistles and benefits for our members.
Yeah, it's very rich benefits. I was just, as I was like, okay, it's really zero for a specialist. My conversation that I've had this last year and this last week has really been how a lot of people see more specialists than they actually do their PCP. So if you add up your number of visits for a calendar year, a lot of times it's going to be more specialists than it is PCP. So that's why that plan kind of struck me like that.
But. Yes, agreed.
Well, Susie, I really want to say thank you for coming and doing this with us today. And I can't emphasize how much, again, the customer service piece of Pacific Source, that personal piece is, how supportive you are of all of us agents in your area and your region, how easy you guys are to work with, and how much you really do reach out and ask what you can do better. And I've truthfully seen the implementation of that, where you guys truthfully do take that into consideration and actually put that plan into action. So I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be one of the agents that represents your company, and I truly do feel honored.
Well, thank you, Shannon. We really, it's important to us, our relationship with you and several other agents here in Douglas County, because you guys are our partners in selling our products, and we really are very agent and broker oriented and like to make sure that we're giving you the support that you need.
Well, you definitely do, so thank you. And I just want to reiterate, so if you want to hear more about Pacific Source, you can feel free to call me at my office at Premier Insurance, which is 541-672-9414. You can attend one of the open house, Medicare open houses at Evergreen Family Medicine, the Harvard building. And that is every Tuesday from 8:30 in the morning till 12 noon. And it's open house. So just come in and ask questions and stop in, meet Susie or whatever broker's there that day. And anyway, just come learn more about your options. And I know that all the carriers feel this way. They want what's best for you. So wherever you land, that's great. But knowing that you're out there doing your due diligence is what everybody hopes for.
Yes, for sure. I always tell people, I hope I'm the right choice for you and my plan is, but if I'm not, you're in great hands with a broker who has several of the options in your area to choose from and educate you on.
Well, Susie, thanks for coming in today, and we're going to head out to commercial, and we'll be back with the local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It's that time for the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And that's exciting. So this is the segment where we talk about locally owned and operated small businesses, and we get to hear the story behind the business. So today I have Sheila McDowell and Crystalise Turnage, owners of Roseburg Massage Health and Beauty Spa, formerly known as Roseburg Massage and Reflexology. But things are changing, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. So welcome, ladies. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So first of all, the listeners always want to know the story behind the story. So tell us how Roseburg, I guess, Massage and Reflexology came to be.
So I'm Sheila, and I'm the mom of the partnership.
Mother-daughter group here.
Yes. And I've always gravitated towards natural habits. And so in 2005, I had some medical complications that with Western medicine treatments kind of pointed me towards more of the natural healing treatments because the others didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to school to become a herbalist so I can kind of heal myself. And so that started my journey. I wanted to open an herbal clinic, but learned I had to be a massage therapist to do the full clinic that I wanted to, which was herbal supplements along with other healing treatments. And so then I became a massage therapist, and it's kind of been, I've been in business since... it was 2013 when I started Roseburg Massage, and it just was me at the beginning. And then 6 years later, my daughter came aboard. And now we purchased some buildings, and so we've been able to expand into what my full dream was at the beginning, which was to have a natural healing center.
That's amazing. So Sheila, I just want to come back to you and ask a question. It's sure. Like... it's kind of a joke around here about I always get up in my feelers because I'm like this emotional creature. But listening to you tell me, you know, how you started this and then like 6 years later, your daughter joined you. I mean, to me, that's so beautiful. Like that has to make you so happy and proud.
It is. It's actually a blessing to be able to work with her. And we have a great relationship, great partnership. And it's. Yeah, when she told me that, and I'll let her tell her part of the story, but when she told me that she wanted to come on board with me, it made my day.
Well, and that's exciting. Okay, so Crystal, how did you come to the decision to join your mom then?
Well, so I went to school at Western Oregon University, and I thought I wanted to be a physical therapist. And I got into my fourth year of school, and it just wasn't something that I had passion for anymore, and I didn't want to spend the money to go to grad school. So I came home not really knowing what I wanted to do. My mom was working at a chiropractic office at the time, and she got me a job. I'm really good with numbers, so I was the insurance billing specialist, and which comes in handy now.
Right.
And I was able to do some physical rehabilitation under the chiropractic license, assistant license. And I was able to do like 15-minute massages before people got adjusted. And I found out I had a real knack for it. And it was really similar to what I wanted to do without all of the bureaucracy behind it. And it's more affordable for people to come in and get a massage than it is to do, you know, weeks of physical therapy. And so I decided I'm going back to school for massage therapy. And the rest is history.
That's what I was just thinking. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
But it's really not, because as we said in the beginning, you were formerly known as Roseburg Massage and Reflexology.
True.
Now your name is Roseburg Massage Health and Beauty Spa. So is there something new happening then?
Yeah, so
tell us about it.
Because we were able to find these three wonderful buildings that they didn't fall into our lap, but the stars just aligned perfectly for us to be able to afford it. And it's technically three separate entrances, but it's one tax lot. So we were able to buy the whole thing all in one fell swoop. And we had just decided that since we had access to the two others, we're just going to expand. So we bought the buildings in late December of 2020, and we've been slowly but surely remodeling. One of the buildings is going to be a salon, so we're going to have hair and nails, and then we have a couple pedicure chairs, which we are I filed paperwork with the city to get our business registration. So as soon as that happens, which I'm hoping is in a week or two, we will be also renting out chairs for hairstylists and nail techs.
So this is breaking news. We're breaking news. It here at KQAN News Radio, y'all. We're breaking news.
And so along with that, the middle building, which used to be the Daily Grind, or no.
Yes. And then no, Cafe Espresso.
Yeah, Cafe Espresso. Mm-hmm. That one we will be turning into our healing center. So we'll have alternative medicines that are or have been proven by some sort of scientific backing to help in some way for people to get treatment and do more of a self-care thing. We will have some things that people will need to, you know, schedule appointments for, but we're looking to do like a monthly membership so that way people can come in whenever they need to, how often or however often they need to, and get the treatment that they need without having to have an abundance of cost.
Mm. So yeah, sign me up for that membership. Yeah. Actually, my husband, if he's listening at all, is probably like, wife, you know you're signing me up for that.
We do give certificates.
Yeah, massage is his big man. A massage is his kryptonite.
Yeah.
And it's just good for your mind, body, and soul, because to be on a massage table and have your mind at rest is doing something to get that circulation and blood flow stimulated is doing something. I mean, there's so many things beneficial about massage.
And with our thing, we have a little special unique signature, I guess, for our massage clinic. So me being an herbalist, I've made my own oils, and they're medicinal oils. And so, like, I grow all of the plants, or I go out and wild harvest them out in Pacific Northwest, and I use them. And so our signature oil is actually going to be part of our logo. It'll show the natural herbs that we use for that oil that I've kind of perfected over the last 12 years. So,
oh, that's like your own secret sauce.
Yes, it is. For the body, in a restaurant, for mind, body, comparison. And soul.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like everybody will want the recipe.
Oh,
well,
we do actually. That's one of the things we are expanding into is more of my herbal clinic part. So we'll have I do a little bit now where I give people like supplements. We'll be doing herbal wraps and other types of things for like exfoliations and like sugar scrubs, and that we will also have herbal baths that people can do before or after a massage. We're gonna have we're looking to expand into having the hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah. Oh, right. And some float tanks.
So
I have done the floating.
Have you?
I have.
You like it?
Yes. So we, this was many years ago. I'll actually tell it. We're about time for a commercial, so I'll tell you about it because I want people to understand, if they've never done it, what it's like, and from somebody. And I didn't know you guys did that, so that's really cool. But it's time for a break already. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the local business buzz here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. And as usual, we're talking and laughing during the break, but I told them the full story. You guys are getting a different rated version of the story. But anyway, the floating is amazing and has such healing properties to it. And so I did it when I was in Seattle with my husband. We were on vacation and we had our own little pods and they're like little eggs. I don't know what yours are going to be like, but this was my experience. And it had music and different lighting in it. And the buoyancy of the water content just makes everybody float. Yeah. So you yep. literally are floating in there, kind of like being in the womb, taking you back. And you're just, there's nothing to do but relax. You just mm-hmm. honestly almost have to surrender to the process.
Yeah.
And they helped me through that and gave me some aids is what I'm going to say to relax since I'm a little claustrophobic. And it was really fun. And we went back a year or so later around October for a hunt up there. And we went and did the urban float. But my daughter-in-law went with me that time and got to experience it. One of the other cool things about it is when you get out and you rinse off, all that salt water is like the best exfoliation you can have. So is it anything like what I did, or what will your floats be like?
Yeah, you can actually buy them. They're a little bit spendy, but most of the float tanks that you'll see in commercial buildings are all going to have that same shape, something similar as far as a filtration system, because it's mimicked off of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea got really popular because you can go in, you can float, it's really healing. People had really good benefits from that. So they took that and said, how can we do this commercially? They started doing studies. It's really good for people who are claustrophobic, who have any other spatial awareness issues.
Or it's if good you're for, just shy and you just really want privacy.
Yeah.
Like you want to go in your birthday suit.
And or you want to do whatever. It's really good for anxieties, depression, that kind of stuff. And
a lot of it has to do with the magnesium as well. Because our body absorbs magnesium better through the skin. And so we're getting the properties of magnesium, which are something that we lack as an American society. So
you guys are, you're doing herbal stuff, you're doing massage, you're doing now maybe real soon the spa, and I mean that's a lot. So you've told us you've bought these three buildings, but where's the three buildings located?
So the address is 358 Southeast Jackson Street, 368 Southeast Jackson Street, and then right around the corner it's 830 Douglas Avenue. So we're right on the corner of Douglas and Jackson. Like I said, where the Cafe Espresso used to be, it's near Dino's.
A lot and of people City know. Hall
yep, and from across City from City Hall.
Right. So you're right on that corner. That little corner of property then.
Yes. Yeah.
I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah. So we painted it like a mint green color with purple trim. So you can't miss it anymore.
I'm gonna drive also, by when we get done here.
Also, I really like the idea of brightening up downtown and getting downtown kind of revitalized. So that's another reason why we kind of made it bright. You know, some people hate it. We have a lot of people who have actually said that they love it. So
I think the thing is, and Crystal, you know, I've talked about this. We've had a lot of the local business buzz lately be new businesses downtown. Mm-hmm. So you all, if you haven't gone down there, if you haven't, just drive the street, look for their building, for goodness gracious. But there is so much happening downtown. Hopefully a lot of people, we were gone hunting, but hopefully a lot of people took part in the 150th, you know, for Roseburg downtown and the block party, and were able to see some of those new businesses downtown. So really encourage people to give Jackson Street and Main Street and all those businesses a little love and go down there and check out what's out there. Absolutely worth it. And like you guys said, you do gift certificates.
Yes, so, we do. We do couples massages. And
so do you do couples massages separately? Asking for a friend, not so much.
So we do them together and separately. Okay. So we have
a choice.
Yeah, we do have a room that's big enough that we can fit the two tables and do them together at the same time. There's three of us, actually. So we have a third person that we hired on. Well, she came on board
June 27th.
Yeah, June of this year. She's great. She has taken a lot of load off of our shoulders, so that way we can focus a little bit more on the expansion. And
yeah, because you're going to need lots of new bodies. Yes. So yeah. If somebody is, say somebody's heard the show and they're like, oh, I'd love to be part of something new and fresh and exciting downtown, or I'm looking to change salons, mm-hmm. or my salon is going out of business or being bought out or whatever. There's always all these different reasons why somebody might look. Can they contact you if they're interested, even though it's not happening yet?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
They can call or text. The phone number is 541-378-8399.
Okay.
And it's a cell phone, so call or text. We don't typically get back right away if we're in appointments, obviously. Who wants somebody texting while they're being massaged?
not me.
We don't quite yet have a receptionist.
I'm not that self-centered, but when it comes to a massage, it's like, yes, it's all about me.
Yes.
That is my 1 hour. It's about me, okay?
Yeah.
No texting.
And it should be.
So be patient. Text or leave a message and be patient. They get back to you between their patients and their clientele, because you have a clientele that you're servicing all the time, and renovations and meetings and trying to get permits. We all know what that's like. So, ladies, thank you so much for coming on the Local Business Buzz today. I wish you the greatest amount of success. And tell us again the address and the phone number.
So the address is 358 Southeast Jackson Street. That's where we're doing our main business for massage right now. And then the phone number is 541-378-8399. And I did want to mention that if we do have people looking to rent spaces, hair techs or nail techs, we are going to offer $100 off for your first month.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And I just want to say, Gerald Browder, I'll be calling you. You're the winner of the Umpqua Survival $25 gift certificate. Until next week, everybody, you know what to do. Be kind, Douglas County.